Okay, our friends. So today it is time for another Berenstain Bears book. I've heard you. So many of my good friends out here say, please do a Berenstain Bears book for us. We love those Berenstain Bears. And you know, me too, you guys. I'm a huge fan. And so today I will do a story with the Berenstain Bears in it, but of course I gotta dedicate it to one of my patrons. I've got one in mind. His name is Onyx, and his dad Derek messaged me and said, you know, he really likes the Berenstain Bears books. And I said, absolutely he does, because they're fantastic. And I know he likes sports like hockey and baseball and all that, but I have a feeling he probably also likes what we're going to read about today, and that is being helpful. So today's story is The Berenstain Bears Hurry to Help. And this was written by Stan and Jan Berenstain with Mike Berenstain, who I think is their son. And before we get started, we want to tell you that today's story is read by Mommy and...
I don't know my name.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Can I give you a name?
Mm-hmm.
I will call you Philip. Because that's my favorite name in the world. Philip. Mommy and Philip. Mommy and Philip here today. So here we go. It was going to be a big day for Bear Scouts' brother, sister, and cousin Fred. Today was the day they were going to get their good deed merit badges. They're kind of like Boy Scouts, don't you think? Yeah, okay. Ready, Scouts, said Scoutmaster Papa. Let's go out and do a good deed.
But first, said Brother, we must find somebody to do a good deed for.
That will be easy, said Papa. There will be lots of bears who will need help today. I can feel it in my bones. Follow me, Scouts, he says.
Mama Bear gave them a little blessing and a reminder to do unto others, and off they went to find somebody to do a good deed for.
Look, said Papa, old Ms. McGriz is having trouble crossing the street. A perfect chance to do a good deed and get your merit badges. We're coming, Ms. McGriz, shouted Papa. We will help you cross the street.
Stop, shouted Ms. McGriz. I don't want to cross the street. I was waiting for the bus. Look, now I've missed it.
Well, they really blew it that time, didn't they?
Sorry about that,
said Papa, as Ms. McGriz chased them down the street. Oh, they pulled her away from the bus, and I don't blame her. I'd be pretty upset, too.
Don't worry, Scouts, said Papa. We will find somebody to do a good deed for. Look, he shouted. Farmer Ben has fallen from his tractor, and the tractor is running away. A perfect chance to do a good deed and get your merit badges. Hurry, you go help Farmer Ben, and I'll stop the tractor.
But Farmer Ben didn't need help.
I didn't fall, he said. I'm just resting, Scouts. You know what the good book says, there's time for everything.
Papa got a big log and threw it in front of the runaway tractor. But the tractor wasn't running away. It was being driven by Mrs. Ben.
What do you think you're doing, Papa Bear? Said Mrs. Ben.
Just trying to do a good deed,
said Papa, and he looks like he has really messed up, hasn't he?
Humph, said Mrs. Bin. Good deed indeed, said Farmer Bin. Neither of them looked thrilled with the choices that Papa Bear has made.
Maybe we better go home and try again tomorrow, said Sister Bear.
A real bear scout never quits, said Scoutmaster Papa. I know we're going to find someone to do a good deed for soon. Now Jesus says he who searches will find. I can feel it in my bones.
Let's see.
Look, up ahead, Papa shouted. Our friend, Actual Factual, is being attacked by bees. The perfect chance for you to get your merit badges.
And in the picture, we can see Actual Factual, who I think he's the smart bear, right? Yeah. But he has something on him that makes me think maybe he's not being attacked by bees. And that's netting, right? Yeah. In the picture, we can see he's covered in netting.
We're coming,
shouted Papa, and he took a bug bomb, oh no, from his pack, and he sprayed the bees that were attacking Actual Factual. But the bees were not attacking Actual Factual. They were his bees, and he was their beekeeper. Oh no. Actual Factual did not get angry. Actual Factual never got angry, but the bees did. The bees got very angry and they chased Papa. It's a good thing he found a pond to jump into, or those angry bees would have stung him.
Oh dear, said Sister. We'll never get our merit badges.
Every time we try to do a good deed, we get into trouble, said Scout Fred.
But not this time, shouted Papa. Look up on the edge of that cliff. That car is in trouble. I can feel it in my bones. Follow me.
Every time Papa tries to do something, especially when he feels something in his bones, he couldn't be more wrong. I am genuinely concerned for him. But when they got to the top of the mountain, the car was not in trouble.
They're just enjoying the lovely view of God's creation, said the bears in the car.
We're just enjoying the lovely view of God's creation, said the bears in the car,
and the scouts looked at Papa. Papa looked at the scouts.
Well, you see,
said Papa, and that's when Papa slipped and fell. Down the mountain he rolled, and onto the town dump at the foot of the mountain. Ouch, so into a big pile of rubbish, right?
I don't feel so good, said Papa. My leg hurts, and my arm hurts, and I hurt all over, and I can feel it in my bones.
Papa is hurt, said Sister. How will we ever get him home?
Look, said Brother, and he was pointing to an old wheelbarrow that somebody had thrown away. The scouts helped Papa into the wheelbarrow, and it wasn't easy because Papa was heavy. But those three scouts pushed and pulled until at last they got Papa home. The scouts were sad.
Why are you sad? Asked Mama Bear.
Because we didn't get our good deed merit badges, said Sister.
We couldn't find anyone to do a good deed for, said Brother.
Well, it seems to me, said Mama, that you have done a good deed. You got Papa home. You were like the Good Samaritan, a kind neighbor to a hurt man he found.
Your mama's right, said Papa. I can feel it in my bones.
And he gave the Bear Scouts their good deed merit badges right then and there. Which is really funny to me because their good deed was helping him not mess everything up, right? It's pretty funny. Well, my friends, I think that brings us to...
Yeah. again.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too. Bye-bye.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.